Good evening and welcome to the Dungeon Saga podcast. As you join me, it's the 24th of August and it's nearly 10 o'clock in the evening here, British summertime. And we're looking at a pledge level of a total of $520,000. So there's been quite a lot of action on the Kickstarter since I last spoke to you. Locked in is Arianya, the Naiad Demon Hunter. And at that point, the Infernal Crypts second expansion was announced to another $25 add-on for the expansion for the Kickstarter. We have now Abyssals, which I was hoping for from the start. This one I'm much more interested in the goblins. Everyone's got goblins. Maybe not everyone has this kind of demon. I'll speak out more about those and add on Wednesday in terms of how I think of the value for money, as always. But looking at them, yeah, they look like fairly standard demons. Red skinned horns, forked tail, well, pointy tails, that sort of thing. They look fairly, at least in this incarnation, following a very cartoony sort of look, which is, they don't look like I'd imagine from reading the Kings of War army list, which has some really horrendous sounding fantasy demons there. But maybe there'll be a difference between the concepts of the board game and the war game. So at $500,000, that stretch goal was met. Also, the design your own character and painted Dungeon Master pledge levels were announced. For if you've got the money to burn, $1,200, $1,250 will get you design your own character. There's still one left of these as I speak. There are only three available. But become part of Mantic history, it says, and design your own fantasy character, either hero or villain. Be involved in creating and designing this new miniature from background concept and sculpting to the final paint job and rules. Well, that includes a Dungeon Master pledge. You get a resin master of the figure, a signed print of the concept art, and the rules you need to play. I think there was an offer to make it completely exclusive to yourself as well, which may be a bit selfish, but I suppose it's quite an indulgence anyway. And then at $13,500, $1,350, you get the painted Dungeon Master, where you get a fully painted up version of the game. Also, there was a stretch goal. The current stretch goal is to add Succubi to the latest expansion, so more demons. And so the next one is for the next stretch goal is for the Succubus. And if we reach the next target, then we'll get the two of those models. I think I'll briefly go over what's currently in the Infernal Crypts expansion. That's six lore abyssals, two abyssal warriors, and the next one would see two succubi added. Next up, I thought I'd maybe expand more on things that I said yesterday about what I was hoping for from the game, because I talked quite a lot about the old school hero quest and what I liked about that and what I hoped would be transferred from that sort of game into Dungeon Saga. And Brian got back in touch. He got in touch on the Dice and the Design website to remind me of a couple more important things. First of all, he was saying simplicity, and absolutely that's a good thing for this game. It's got going for it. You can play one mission or a few missions in a night. Seems to be the aim. He's saying HeroQuest D&D adventure games. That's Ravenloft and a Shard alum. set up and play in an hour or two. These games get a lot of play, though Descent's great, it fails at this and hardly gets any play. Certainly, I've played, of course, HeroQuest. I played Wrath of Ashardalon. I didn't like it that much. I know myself, and if you'll hear us speak about it on the Dicing with Design podcast. We've actually got another episode up tonight. If you'd like to listen to that, we talk more about dungeon bashing and Joe's own rules, and that actually we're calling it Stag Quest just now. And that actually uses the Ravenloft tiles, which are great dungeon tiles. But we found that it's always Ravenloft's quite a depressing experience, because you start off quite powerful and then tend to dwindle, and you wind up halfway through the dungeon, you're on fire, you're poisoned, your other heroes are probably drowning in lava, and all sorts of random stuff happening. So it can be quite a depressing experience, whereas you hardly feel like you're, getting better as you go on, and getting more powerful is the opposite, and it's kind of a downward spiral until you can charge through and get the mission successfully finished. And also, of course, quality of components. Brian's reminding us about the 3D furniture from HeroQuest, and the doors. Cool minis, of course, nice looking cards with good art on them. And yeah, absolutely, you want that. You want to be, good components can really suck you into the game, and really combine with good rules to help you out. And balance, of course. Now, in the old days, I don't know if I was only a kid when I played HeroQuest, and maybe I'm looking with rose-tinted glasses. But you want to, as Brian's saying, we want to have won or lost the games by the thinnest of margins each time. And, for you to keep interested and keep concentrating in the game as a challenge for all players. And balance, I suppose, not just balance between the character classes, so no players bossing everything. You don't have, say, the dwarf doing all the killing and all of the adventuring. But you also also I would say a balance between the heroes and the dungeon master, because he's a player too, and he should be having fun. So thanks for the reminder of that, Brian. Also, I think I'd like to add to that a sense of dynamic play, where if you imagine in your head that you have a dungeon where there's heroes doing great and daring deeds, you have monsters throwing people around and knocking them into walls, and people swinging from chandeliers. You want a lot of that represented on the tabletop, and I know in a lot of the old-fashioned games, you were just standing next to each other, throwing dice at each other, and waiting until one of the either the monster or the hero died. And I think I've said before in the podcast how the shield bash dodge rules work in Dwarf King's Hold, and how I'm looking forward to see more of that in Dwarf King's Quest as well, where you're shoving things around, things are maybe falling over, models are falling over, models are being pinned back, a concerted push by a bunch of dwarves will shove the monsters back into a room so you can get somebody to skirt around them and get the mission objective. Things like that, a real sense of dynamism, and especially with the heroic games, you want your heroes to feel heroic. So I hope that's not too much to ask for in our coming game. I should also say, of course, a really dynamic game is Stag Quest game that Joe's developing. So if you want to hear more about that, then you can listen to the latest episode of Dicing with Design. Right, I think Just a quick update then from the weekend, because I haven't spoken to you in a while, and hopefully we'll be able to talk more about these abyssals that are coming along the line quite soon. So if you want to get in touch, just go to dicingwithdesign.com and get in touch there, and I'll speak to you later. Bye.